Hello. Thank you for joining with me again as we are finishing off this letter of James. We're now in day 62. We're going to talk about the power of prayer. And again, I want to read from the scriptures. Chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. James wrote, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit." Now, this is one of the most loved and often quoted verses in the Bible, used to encourage prayerfulness. James is now expanding his theme. He's moved from healing to confession of sin, and now he writes of prayer. The whole passage, in fact, is about prayer, as if to say, whatever we do, or wherever or however we find ourselves, we need to pray. I get the impression that prayer, for James, is not something we occasionally refer to when in need, but it's the very air that we breathe. James is making a statement on the injunction to pray for one another. He's actually saying, in effect, it works. There are, of course, different ways of reading this text. Let me quote quite a few. The New American Standard Version says, "The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." The Moffat translation says this, "The prayers of the righteous have a powerful effect." J.B. Phillips puts it this way, "Tremendous power is made available through a good man's earnest prayers." Well, there's three of them. Prayer is a vast and mostly untapped resource to the church. We are in such a privileged position in that, as redeemed sons and daughters of God, we have free access to the throne of our Father in heaven. But it's not only a privilege, it is also a great responsibility. We are able to avail ourselves of heaven's resources, not only for ourselves, but for the benefit of others. Indeed, there are so many benefits to prayer. It brings us into intimate relationship with the Godhead, and it enables us to speak on behalf of others. And when we do, we are promised great results. Prayer, therefore, is firstly relational with the Lord, and then it is work on behalf of others. The root of effective prayer is righteous living. There are times, I believe, when God puts his fingers in his ears when we pray, because we are knowingly out of relationship, either with him or with others. In the issue of prayer, the walk definitely affects the talk. Also, the prayer of a righteous man does not consist of length, but depth. The ancient Jews used to say, the prayers of the righteous are short, and the biblical record gives credence to that. James then gives an example of effective prayer using the fourth of his Old Testament characters, Elijah. He does not seek to raise us up to Elijah's stature. Instead, he brings Elijah to us as a very ordinary human being. James is saying he was just like you, very human, often full of fears and an innate sense of inadequacy, and yet his prayers wrought powerful things in the earth. This rings true. God's power is usually released through the weakness of men and women. He prayed fervently. Literally, he prayed with prayer. This is a Hebraism. A repetition of the noun gives intensity to the verb, praying with prayer. This was no casual prayer. This was the pouring out of the soul. Desire was coming from the depth of his being. I'm reminded here of Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Her words were not heard by Eli, but they were certainly heard by God. There was an intensity about them that moved heaven to listen and take action. She was pouring out her soul before the Lord. Any of us can do that. And when we do, we will have his ear. And so our thought for the day is, prayer is firstly a gift by which we encounter and build and nourish our walk with the Lord. And then it is a responsibility on behalf of others. And so we pray, Lord, open my eyes and capture my heart and draw me into a life-shaping dialogue with you. And then, out of that conversation, show me the needs of those around me. Amen. Again, thank you so much for listening. We will pick it up and we'll talk about the restorative community. Until then, you take care out there. Thank you.